From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. More violence in overnight into Tuesday, with 9 people killed in anti-government protests, including 6 outside this police station. That brings a total to at least 20 killed since the demonstrations erupted Thursday. Hundreds have been arrested. Making his first public comment on the unrest, Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei. He blamed the country's enemies with cash, weapons, politics, and intelligence of creating trouble. President Donald Trump Monday tweeted that the Iranian people have been repressed and said it's time for a change. President Donald Trump was also tweeting on North Korea on Tuesday, saying that sanctions and other unspecified pressures were beginning to have a big impact on North Korea. Doug Bernard reports.
The tweet came a day after North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said the U.S. should be aware that his nuclear forces were now a reality, not a future threat. Mr. Kim also called anew for improved relations with South Korea. However, in his post, Mr. Trump tweeted, quote, "Soldiers are dangerously fleeing to South Korea. Rocket Man now wants to talk to South Korea for the first time." Mr. Trump derisively refers to Kim as Rocket Man. At least 2 North Korean soldiers have defected to South Korea in recent weeks. Doug Bernard, VOA News.
You're listening to VOA News from Washington.